Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We will unpack all things investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I am Lavashni Naika, Communication Specialist at Momentum Investments. Joining me in studio is Eugene Borta, Deputy Chief Investment Officer at Momentum Investments. We discuss his team's new initiative called the Research Hive and the latest edition of Mindfields. Welcome, Eugene. Please tell us more about the Research Hive.
Hi, Lavashni. Always good to be here. Thank you very much for the opportunity. So, I mean, Momentum Investments has always had a very strong culture of research, right? It's always been one of our, you know, core differentiators in the market relative to the other peers in the market. What we felt by launching the Research Hive as a separate business entity almost within Momentum Investments was to actually, you know, elevate the focus of this Research Hive. And what we try and achieve within the Research Hive is not just purely investment research, but it goes across, you know, client research as well as, you know, market industry related research, as well as the application of technology across all of these different pillars. Because that is definitely an increasing component that is extremely important for the investment management industry. Now, as part of the Research Hive as well is an element of collaboration. So we feel that there's lots of different research and, you know, interesting ideas coming up within the business that does not necessarily always get the right attention. So the collaboration of these different research in one centralized area is for us extremely important going forward. And that's the real reason for, you know, setting up this Research Hive within Momentum Investments.
One of the realities of portfolio management is that the only thing that portfolio managers can really control to any material degree is risk. I believe you plan on releasing 3 editions this year, with the central theme being risk. Please tell us more about the topic of risk.
Yeah, Lavashni, I think you are absolutely spot on. Often clients are very much fixated around returns, but returns is just an outcome of the amount of risk that you are actually exposed to in the market. Now, therefore, risk management is, well, as you mentioned, one of the things that you can control to a large degree. And therefore, a lot of focus should be driven from a risk management perspective. That is also the reason why we felt that a launch of a detailed publication around risk and risk management and what it entails is quite important. Now, this year, we've adopted the theme of risk management as a whole. As we know, risk management as a topic can be quite broad. We've decided to break down this edition of Mindfields into 3 different publications, with the one starting with the fiduciary risk management. So everything around governance risk, it's about how do you ensure that every single decision in the business is governed from the right perspective, and you've got the focus on the fiduciary as opposed to anything else. That includes anything from, you know, ensuring that you've got the right governance structures and oversight on investment decisions. So the investment committees that should be in place. It's about mandate management. So whenever you write a mandate with a specific underlying fund manager, you ensure that all of the principles is captured correctly in that mandate and is also governed from a compliance perspective and from a risk perspective as well. So that's the first component that we see as your first line of defense when it comes to risk management. And that's where the core focus of our first publication in this edition of Mindfields will be. The second editions that we want clients to look forward to as well is the focus on risk management within investment management. And again, that can be extremely broad, right? It's anything from market risk, it's from political risk, it's from investment risk, it's market risk. So that thing is quite broad, and we want to capture snippets of different components of risk management that people apply from that perspective as well. And then the third edition that clients can also look forward to is that from a client perspective. So how do we approach advice when we're talking to clients? How do clients actually behave when it comes to their own investments, and do they focus on the right elements of risk management? Do they make the right investment decisions along their journey to success? And or are there any specific behavioral traits that clients exhibit that we can actually manage to ensure that they do deliver on a better outcome over time? So that's the collective of the 3 different publications that we want to capture in Mindfields for 2022.
With the heightened level of interest in responsible investing that we're seeing these days and ESG being part of our fiduciary approach, How important is this topic for your publication?
So ESG, to start off with, and responsible investing, Lavashni, is extremely important, right? It's core and part and parcel to what we do. At the end of the day, that the world that we will retire to is important. I mean, we need to preserve what we have, and therefore making responsible investment decisions along the way is extremely important. Two examples of projects that we have kicked off within the research hive was one with the University of the Northwest, where the focus there was really on, can we actually measure the impact that our impact investments have on the environment and the social element of ESG, right? So it's the real benefit of understanding what that impact is and what that impact can actually make on society and on the environment is for us to make better investment decisions along the way. So if our alternative investment team sits with a range of different projects that they or investment opportunities that they can actually pursue, by understanding what that impacts will have on the environment and society, that gives them the edge to say that these are more important from a returns perspective, from a risk perspective, as well as from an ESG perspective, and therefore they can improve on the delivery of those specific projects in the market as well. The second project that we will be kicking off in the second half of this year is around carbon emissions and the impact that carbon emissions actually have on returns within the equity and on the bond market going forward. So that's an extremely exciting project that we will be tackling, that we're looking forward to as well.
A key area of focus for you relates to the increasing field of knowledge of investor psychology and related behavioral biases that complicates their decision making. The key contribution from this area is to challenge us to abandon the notion of a purely rational investor. Will your three-part series cover aspects such as the difficulty of making decisions for the informed investor in the context of investment and market noise?
The short answer to that is yes. Maybe to take one step back is that we believe in sound analytical research and a long-term investment mindset improves your probability of success over the longer term for your specific investments, right? And that's core and part and parcel of, you know, investments for the longer term is remaining invested. Now, a lot of research that we've done internally and come across globally is to showcase that each of us as human beings have certain behavioral traits, right? There's certain news in the market that we read. We stand alongside friends at a braai, and we discuss our own internal investments, and we hear that the one portfolio has done better than the other one, or Trump or the US president or anybody out there with some gravitas has tweeted something, and that creates a behavior in certain people to either divest from what they currently have or change direction for, you know, no other reason than call it noise in the market. And that's really what we our research has actually started, is to highlight what those personality traits are, how people behave as a result of certain things playing out. And then our next step is actually how we can actually help investors make the right decisions along the way and not behave on, you know, certain elements that triggers their behavior as a result of their personality. And that's definitely part of the third edition of Mindfields that we want to showcase, is first of all what the impacts are on your portfolio over the longer term, and then also how we want to assist clients to steer away from those behavioral biases and remain invested and focus on what's important to them. And that should be the objective that they set out at the beginning. So it's also, you know, something interesting that our clients should be looking forward to.
Sounds like this edition will cover a lot of different aspects. So that sounds very interesting. Eugene, without giving too much away, what other interesting projects are you working on and looking forward to in 2022?
Lavashni, there's always, you know, interesting components of research that we try and tackle. I think that one of the most important ones is, you know, the application of technology. So it's about, you know, big data. It's about machine learning and how we utilize interesting technological initiatives in our investment processes as well as across the business. I mean, that's the one component. The second one is about, you know, the retirement planning as a whole. So it's not just about, you know, investing for retirement, but it's also we need to think about on a post-retirement basis what it is that we're solving for and the impacts that switches on a post-retirement basis might have on your longer-term investments. But it's also about planning beforehand to ensure that you are in appropriate investment propositions given the post-retirement product that you want to end up in. I guess that's two of, you know, some of the core projects that we want to work on for this 2020, but there's definitely some other interesting initiatives that you will hear about soon as well.
Sounds very exciting. Thank you and good luck with all that, Eugene.
Thank you very much, Lavashni. Thanks for your time and hoping to catch up with you soon. All the best.
You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.